Welcome to the Vinyl Exam. I'm your host, Keith, and this is episode 166. I first heard about the Four Flies record label a few years back when I found out that a personal holy grail record of mine, the Giuliano Sorgini record Zufole, was being reissued on Four Flies. I've played stuff off that record a few times over the years on the Vinyl Exam and can't recommend this record highly enough. Since then, I've added myself to their mailing list and kept track of their releases. When I first started following them, there were roughly 8 releases available on their Bandcamp page. A count today has total releases at 35, with no doubt more along the way. I own about a quarter of these, and every release I have is really good. This is a label releasing music that's worth your time, so I'm going to spend some time this episode digging into their catalog a bit. Let's play a little Zufole to get things started. Tagline on the Four Flies Bandcamp page is Italian Golden Age Sounds from the 60s and 70s, Obscure and Underrated Vaults. Music specifically recorded for cinema, radio, and television. Now that sounds simple enough, but the summary undersells the value of what they do. This is a company with solid access to many of the most drool-worthy vaults to record collectors. Their artist list is a who's who of Italian library. Alessandro Alessandrini, Piero Umiliani, and Stelvio Cipriani for starters. Of course, there's also Sorgini, who in his own retrospective liner notes about Zufole, notes his shock that this record became so sought after. The music was initially the score for a documentary about zoo cruelty, and it appears to have outlived the visuals it was intended to accompany. By my count, one of the initial records released by Four Flies was the reissue of Lare, a collector's gem soundtrack to the 1976 Italian erotica film. This film is also known as Laura and Forever Emmanuel, and according to Wikipedia, first sought to cast Linda Lovelace in the title role that eventually went to Annie Bell. I haven't seen the film, but the record is exactly what you think it would be, relaxing, sensual, and even funky in spots. It's now sold out through Four Flies, but available on secondary sites. That brings us to an interesting thing about Four Flies. The represses can sell out too and end up becoming collectibles themselves. Additional successes for the label were Esterno Notte and Esterno Giorno. a brother-sister compilation set mining the RCA Italy vaults that brought many previously unreleased tracks to light. Like much of the great library music all over the world, the artist name list is impressive. Piccone, Ormi, and Fidenco, among others. According to Four Flies, these scored TV and movies, thrillers, sexy comedies, sci-fi TV, and even superhero films. Giorno is meant to be the more bouncy springtime record, and Notte the record to accompany nighttime concepts, like crime movies, thrillers, horror and action, and both serve their own purpose. The records were successful enough that a second series came out a few months ago. I now have my three copies of these records, and they are all amazing. They cover summer, more chill vibes, that's Esterno Giorno d'Estate, nighttime jazz vibes, which is Esterno Notte Jazz, and a second trip into the suspense crime horror vaults for Esterno Notte Volume 2. It's not just the RCA vaults Four Flies have access to. They've also been able to release work from the most highly regarded Italian composers of their time. Take Studio Umiliani, compiling work of Piero Umiliani. It's a collection of music that has either never been reissued before, the majority, or never issued in the first place, hidden in his personal vault. Four Flies mentions the record was born from the initial effort of Andrea Fabrizi, who has far and wide been exploring Umiliani's soundtracks before anyone else. He led Four Flies' research to seek for new unreleased recordings at the Maestro's archive. In Four Flies' own words, quote, "The Umiliani family helped assemble and search for tracks on the compilation. His two daughters, Alessandra and Elisabetta, together with their husbands, Francesco Argento and John Linkowski, and of course Piero's wife, Stefania Baffa, have been pivotal in compiling this exciting project. The result is a cross-cutting portrait of Umiliani's activity during the golden years of his sound workshop, the studio laboratory where he has been playing, creating, and experimenting with total freedom from 1969 to 1983." End quote. Content with one archival dig, Four Flies also obtained access to Alessandro Alessandroni's catalog for the compilation Lost and Found. They released Afro Discoteca in 2017, but return here with a subsequent Alessandroni release. The archive is deep and continues to yield music. This compilation in particular spans 1972 to 1978, and every track has never been released before. This was 100% Vault Dig, everything is new. 15 brand new tracks in a wide array of styles, from jazz to disco to electronic, with a requisite super funky tracks peppered in. When I first listened to it, I was having a conversation in my studio and would occasionally interrupt myself to exclaim, "Oh shit," when a particularly dope piece came on. Going to do it for this episode. I limited the conversation to records I actually own, but that's only a third of what they've released to date. Though researching the rest of their catalog not covered here just added some records to my want list. Thanks for listening this episode. Of course, especially thanks for listening to my clumsy, ham-fisted butchery of the semi-Italian language. I hope I didn't embarrass myself too bad there. So you know that there's a bunch of other ways to check out The Vinyl Exam, not just the podcast you're listening to. You can go to thevinylexam.com. We have a page on Facebook, and we are out there on Instagram and, of course, Patreon. If you're interested in what we have to offer to Patreon, then go take a look over there. And on that note, thank you to our official vinyl examiners, Brian Siebold and Yan Wong. And of course, extra special thank you to our executive producers, Janine Cuevas, Austell Gray, and Ben Lack. We'll see you next time.